Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Acts 4:33. Jesus Christ, following his resurrection from the dead, appeared to his disciples on various occasions, confirming their faith in the gospel which they would be sent to preach. In the city of Jerusalem, they went forth to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus Christ. To the Jews of this city, the apostles with great power preached Jesus and his resurrection, which they have witnessed. But ye have denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. Acts 3:14-15. The resurrection of Christ was not an idle tale that was told, but eyes have seen him and hands had touched him. With boldness and grace, these disciples went forth, telling the world of this triumph over death. Peter had earlier spoken to those who desired the death of Christ. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Acts 2:32. The message left Jerusalem and went into all the earth, that Jesus had died and had been raised by God's power from the dead. Paul wrote to the church of Christ in Ephesus, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places." Ephesians 1:19-20. The power of the gospel is the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and presented to the world by those who saw him and touched him. This message of salvation was rejected by many who heard the truth of the gospel. Then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him. And some said, "What will this babbler say?" Others said, "He seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection." Acts 17:18. They brought him forth to hear more of this new doctrine. Acts 17:19. His word was preached. "God hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead." And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked. Acts 17:31-32. Mock if you will, but Jesus has been raised. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. John 20:29. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.